Title, Recycling One Break Across a Full Tune Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a classic drum and bass move, taking one breakbeat loop and stretching it across an entire tune without it turning into 2 minutes of the same bar on repeat. This is one of those jungle and D&B fundamentals. If you can make a single break feel like it evolves through an intro, a build, drops, and fills, your drums instantly sound more like a record and less like a loop pasted in the arrangement. We're staying beginner-friendly and mostly stock Ableton devices. The big idea is, we'll build one core break identity, then we'll make controlled variations, layer modern punch underneath, and finally we'll resample so arrangement tricks become fast and fun. Let's set up first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a nice middle ground for D&B. Now create a few tracks so we're organized from the start. An auto track called Break Auto, a MIDI track that will become Break Sliced Rack, then a kick layer track and a snare layer track. And I want you to plan on grouping these later into a drum group, because group processing is going to help everything feel glued. Now, step 1. Choose a break and warp it so it locks. Drag in a break loop, amen style. Think, any classic break works. Put it on Break Auto. Double-click the clip to open the clip view. Turn warp on, and look closely at the first downbeat transient. This is the moment that decides whether your entire tune feels tight or slightly drunk. Here's the quick test. Loop 2 bars and listen to the snare. If the snare sounds like it's flaming, like 2 snares slightly apart, your start point is off, or the warp markers are wrong. Fix this now, not later. A good move is to right-click on that first clean downbeat transient and choose warp from here, straight. Then make sure the loop length is actually correct. Ableton's guessed tempo, the seg BPM, is often close but not always right. If your 2-bar loop doesn't cycle cleanly, adjust until it does. Now try warp modes. For breaks, beats mode can be punchier. Set it to preserve transients, and listen. If it gets clicky or weird, switch to complex or complex pro. There's no moral victory here, just pick the one that sounds good and stays tight. Goal for this step. When you add a metronome, the break should feel like it's sitting inside the grid, not fighting it. Step 2. Make a core break that could actually last a whole tune. This is where we treat the break like a character. We're going to process it consistently, so every variation still feels like the same drummer. On the break audio track, EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 60 Hz to remove rumble. And honestly, with older breaks, don't be scared to go higher later, like 80 to 150, because your modern low-end usually lives in your kick and sub, not in the vintage break wobble. If the break sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If it needs air, a gentle lift around 6 to 10 kHz. Next, add drum bus. Use drive lightly, like 5 to 15%, and do it by ear. Keep boom low or off for now, because again, we're not trying to make the break your sub. Bring transients up a bit. Plus 5 to plus 15, to make the hits speak. Then add saturator, put it on analog clip. Give it 2 to 6 dB of drive, and turn on soft clip. That soft clip is a cheat code for making breaks feel more solid without instantly turning into distortion soup. Then add utility. This is underrated. If the break is super wide and messy, narrow it a bit, like 70 to 90%. If it's too narrow and dead, you can widen a little. Maybe 110 or 120, but be careful, breaks can get facey fast. Quick coach note, do not overprocess yet. We are building a reliable core sound. If you destroy the character now, every variation later just sounds like generic distorted drums. Step 3. Slice the break to a drum rack so you can control variations. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Create one slice per transient, and choose the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack where each transient is on a pad. This is where you start feeling like you can actually play the break. Do a small but powerful step. Find the main kick slice, the main snare slice, and any obvious ghost notes or hats. Rename those pads. Kick, snare, ghost, hat. It seems basic, but it makes editing way faster, and you'll make better decisions when you're not guessing what each pad is. Now make a 2-bar MIDI clip. At first, try to recreate the original rhythm roughly. You can keep the original audio track as a reference while you place MIDI hits. Then, once it's close, start making it yours. Here's what making it yours means at beginner level. Keep the main snare as your anchor, and add small ghost notes. Add a couple quiet snare taps that make it shuffle. Add a tiny kick pickup before the one. Think of it like seasoning, not changing the dish. And another coach note, before you get creative, get your transients consistent. If one snare slice is way louder or duller than the other snare slice, fix it now. In the drum rack, adjust pad volumes or use clip gain on the slice. Consistency is what makes subtle variation sound musical instead of messy. Step 4. Create 3 core variations, A, B, and a fill. We're going to follow a simple rule. The listener should hear same break, but feel the track moving. Variation is drop A. Full energy, stable. Main snare stays consistent. Ghost notes are quiet. Velocities matter a lot here. Ghost hits might be velocity 20 to 50, while the main snare is 90 to 120. This creates depth. If everything is the same velocity, it sounds like a robot, not a drummer. Also, add tiny changes every 2 bars. Maybe 1 extra hat. Maybe 1 extra ghost. Nothing dramatic. Variation bead is your syncopation version. We're not rewriting the whole thing. Move 1 kick earlier or later. Add a snare drag. 2 quick quiet snares leading into the main snare. Add a hat that anticipates the snare. These little pushes are how DNB feels like it's leaning forward. Then make a fill. 1 bar of chaos, then reset. End of 8 or end of 16 is the classic spot. In that last bar, increase density, maybe a 1/16 or 1/32 stutter. Then return cleanly back to variation on the downbeat. That reset is important. Without the reset, fills just sound like you got lost. Use Ableton speed moves. Duplicate clips with Ctrl or CMDD. In the MIDI editor, use fold so you only see notes you're using. That keeps you focused. Now, extra tip. Pick a reference bar and protect it. Choose the cleanest 1 bar of your break, usually bar 1, and keep it untouched somewhere in the arrangement. Anytime you go wild with edits, you can drop back to that reference bar and it will feel intentional. It's like your home base. Step 5. Layer modern DNB punch underneath the break. This is where beginners often feel like they're cheating. You're not. This is normal. The break is your vibe lane. Grit, swing, texture. The layers are your impact lane. Clarity, punch, translation on speakers. Create your kick layer. Use a clean kick sample or Ableton's drum synth kick. Keep it minimal. You're reinforcing key moments, not turning it into a techno kick pattern. If it's too clicky, low pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. Create your snare layer. Use a tight snare sample or drum synth snare. Place it exactly on the break's main snare hits. If the snare layer rings out too long, add a gate to keep it short. Now group your drum tracks into a drum group. On the group, add glue compressor with something like a 3ms attack, release on auto, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to smash it, you're just helping it breathe together. You can add a light drum bus on the group too. And a limiter only if peaks are getting out of control. If your mix starts feeling messy, don't get stuck eking forever. Often the fix is simply, turn the break down 1 to 3 dB and let the layers lead the punch. Remember, vibe versus impact. Step 6. Resample the break so you can do audio tricks. This is the moment where arrangement becomes fast. Create a new audio track called Break Resample. Set its input to resampling or record from your drum group if you want it more controlled. Record 8 to 16 bars where you switch between variation A and variation B. Now you've printed your drums as audio. And audio is amazing for quick edits. You can reverse a tiny tail into a snare. You can chop a half bar and repeat it. You can consolidate a single hit and pitch it down to make an impact. Try a few stock devices for spice. A delay set to 1/8 or 1/16 with low feedback for little throw moments. Auto filter for intro low pass sweeps. Redux very subtly if you want that gritty jungle edge, but keep it light. And short reverb throws on snare fills short decay, and please high pass the reverb, so it doesn't cloud your low mids. Also, a big beginner power move, commit faster. Once you have a solid groove, freeze and flatten a copy or resample it. It stops the endless tweaking spiral and gets you arranging. Step 7. Arrange using simple energy lanes. Here's a clean beginner structure using the same core break. Intro, roughly 16 bars. Filtered break, minimal layers. Use auto filter low pass, start more closed like 200 to 800 Hz and slowly open it. Keep the kick layer out at first. Maybe narrow the width a bit so it feels small and distant. Build, another 16 bars. Add hats, ghost notes, maybe a small fill every 8 bars. A classic move is a snare reverb throw right before the drop. Drop A. Full break plus kick and snare layers plus bass. Keep variation mostly stable for 16 bars. This is important. If you go too wild immediately, you have nowhere to go later. Then do a small switch. Drop into variation B for a few phrases so the groove feels like it evolved. Breakdown. Strip back to a filtered or resampled version. Maybe narrower width. maybe more room reverb. Drop B, back to full drums, slightly heavier fills, maybe a little more crunch from parallel saturation, and perhaps a tiny high shelf boost so it feels more intense without changing samples. Outro, reduce elements, keep the break filtered, let the listener down gently. The key rule, change something every 8 or 16 bars, even if it's tiny. Density, a fill, a filter move, a hat swap, a kick phrasing change, or even negative space like muting the kick layer for half a bar. Silence counts as variation, and it's powerful. One more concept that helps a lot. Set up macro knobs as variation controls. In your drum rack or on your break chain, map a few things to macros. Filter cutoff for tone, drum bus drive for heat, reverb, send amount for space, and utility width for narrow versus wide drops. Then you can automate energy without reprogramming notes every time. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If you hear constant flamming, your warping is wrong. Fix the first transient and the loop length. If your break turns to mush, you overcooked processing. Back off saturation and drum bus. If your track feels boring, you didn't add variation. One fill every 8 bars can fix that. If layering makes it muddy, you didn't manage low end. High pass the break more, and let kick and sub own the lows. And if you keep adding new drum sounds every section, recycling stops working. The point is consistency with evolution, not replacing your identity every 16 bars. Now a quick practice routine you can do in 15 to 30 minutes. Import one break and warp it perfectly at 174. Slice it to drum rack. Create a 2-bar variation A, a 2-bar variation B, and a 1-bar fill. Resample 8 bars of your best groove. Then arrange 32 bars, 8 bars intro filtered, 16 bars drop with a then B, and 8 bars outro filtered with one fill. Your goal is simple. Make it sound like a coherent tune section, not loop spam. That's it. One break, fully recycled, across a full tune using warping, consistent processing, sliced MIDI control, modern layering, and resampling for arrangement magic. This audio version is shortened for playback.